My wife and I bought this farm from an older widow lady who had lived here 49 years. And she did not have much money, but she had to rent the land out. In other words, people farmed it and took the crop off and paid her so much an acre for using the land until it was so worn out that it didn't produce anymore. So that was her living. And so she sold it to us very reasonable. She was a very good neighbor because we lived next door and gave her rides to church and different places. That would have been, I'd say 60 years ago, actually. Anyway, she gave us a good, very good deal, and so we were able to afford it because we were just didn't have anything then. And so then we started building it up, and I know the only way to do it was to get organic matter back in the soil. So anytime I see a leaf fluttering away, I think, oh my gosh, it should be put into the soil. Shouldn't be people put them in the garbage. It's awful because that's tremendous fertilizer because the roots go down and bring up minerals that you don't get otherwise. So anyway, we built it up with organic matter and it became very productive, but it took many years. And it became, at that time we had chickens and pigs and cows, which is a diversified operation, which really was the way to farm. And it still is. People are going back to that because it utilizes the so-called waste of one, and it usually one in the past, one of the three would have a better price, and you always had meat, you always had chickens, you had pork and beef and chickens, and you had milk, and you had eggs, and we put it eventually because the rocks, as you could see, were so great and so numerous and just buried beneath the surface, it was no use trying to plow and plant corn and do the regular rotation of corn, oats, and hay, alfalfa, clover, and grass. So divided into areas where it was all grass and hay. And then I started doing rotational grazing. Every 12 hours the cows get new grass. And the manure is spread, the fertilizer where it belongs. The cows do the work. They go out and get their food. We don't have to chop it or bale it during the summer and haul it in and all that moisture both ways, and with the manure to make it balanced, we add a small amount of rock phosphate, natural ground rock phosphate, and this helps lock in the nitrogen and make it a balanced fertilizer. So now we do not use any fertilizer other than that, and the land gets increasingly productive, and we do not even reseed the land, most of it, because after a certain point, the nature kicks in and has that balance of clovers and grasses, and that's legumes, of course, and that's a balance that furnishes nitrogen, and it's just a tremendous hay crop, cut off usually two crops of hay, and then the third crop we rotational graze until the snow flies. We listened to university for many years because they were our best friend for my father and I, College of Agriculture, and their recommendations for farming. And we thought, well, the cows don't need that protein to buy all this extra protein. And it's very expensive. So I kept cutting down and cutting down until I didn't buy any. And they still did well. And we were willing to sacrifice just a tiny bit of production. But the cow is so much healthier, and there's some money left over. Well, while all the emphasis in these farm magazines, which are funded by the big chemical companies and the feed companies, say you have to have all this production. But all is input, and mostly it comes from petroleum-based products and all the transportation and, of coming and going with this stuff. So we buy no chemical fertilizers, we buy no protein. And as you could see, the cows are very healthy. We have less animal health problems. Their lifespan is longer. The calves are healthier. And it's just a win-win situation. My milk goes to Cedar Grove, a private cheese factory in Plain, which is 20 miles away. And this man, Bob Wills, if he could not exist or keep his factory going if he didn't have a degree in law and a degree in economics, because the big ones all want to put him under. And he has half the milk is organic, and he has another stream that is family farm friendly. All have to pasture their cows, no hormones, and so on. So it's very close. And he tries to pay top prices. And he's helped us develop a fair trade cheese project starting 13 years ago. And any of the cheese that we sell to the Family Farm Defenders, it's a fair trade price, which is $30 a hundred when we're getting right now 27, but it's been down as low as 21. But that percentage that we sell of the cheese at the end of the year, then tally that all up, and all the farmers in his plant get a share of that fair trade price. It may not be much each, but it can happen. The Cedar Grove cheese has between 35 and 40 farmers, but they are looking for organic farmers because they have a real good market. We've planted probably 100,000 trees, and some of them are now 80 foot tall on the poorest land that produces almost nothing but brush and rocks, and they are 2 and 3 foot in diameter. And so it's becoming our most valuable land, the land that was almost useless. And it's the best use of the land. The organic matter builds up over the rocks, and when it rains, we have these heavy rains. It does not wash, but months later, clear water runs out where it never did before, because it's like a sponge. And this is the way our cropland is becoming, because it's not disturbed, and the roots go down very deep. Even the grasses can go very deep, and so when it's a dry spell, it will still produce. And we have a 40-acre part of our farm was in forest, and it's the most level area of our farm, the only area that's level. And so people advise, you must bulldoze those trees out of there and plant corn with this dark soil, and it's just perfect for corn. I didn't want to do that. So luckily, the forester was a very reliable person at that time. And he said, he went over it with me, and he said, there's a lot of promise here. And he said, you can buy land cheaper than you can bulldoze that land if you want to plant corn. And so I was overjoyed to hear that. So I practiced the timber stand improvement on that area. And it's just beautiful in there. There's a lot of wildlife. And so that's a joy. And then we have these areas that we planted, and now they're big enough to harvest some. so we are able to support 36 milking cows and about 30 younger cattle of all ages. It would be 85 acres of pasture and hay. But we're not considered a farmer because we're not out there every day with a big tractor doing all the things that conventional farmers are told to do, which only puts money in the pockets of the chemical companies and the petroleum companies and the GMO companies like Monsanto, and then there's Cargill, and all these big companies.